If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT. I have an exclusive interview with a very talented individual, LaRussell. How are you doing today, bro?
I'm doing great. I'm lovely.
Great to hear that, man. Yo, man, I came across your content, I have to say, and I'm being kind of conservative with this number, at least like 2 years ago. You know, just scrolling on social media, whether it was like a reel or something, I started, you know, seeing your content, and right from the jump, bro, like it just caught my attention. And, you know, I've been following you ever since, and it's great and it's amazing to see your growth and what you're doing right now. And I just want to personally give you, you know, some flowers, because, you know, you're out here doing your thing, man. And especially, you know, the fact that you're doing it independently is, you know, so special. And I think, you know, not only are you doing great things for yourself, but you do great things for the community, and you inspire the youth. And I think that is so special. And I just have to give you your respect.
Love, I appreciate it, dog.
Yeah, man, no problem at all, man. So you're from Vallejo?
Yep.
That's crazy, man. So just a quick funny story. So I lived in California last year, and of course I lived in Vallejo, and so I lived right off like San Marino Ave.
How dope.
Yeah, so it was a really cool experience. I actually was managing a band, Good People, Red Lotus, Juju the Mad Scientist. I don't know if you ever heard of them. Shout out to them. But that was a really cool experience. But yeah, I really liked Vallejo, and it's just crazy to see how much talent has come out of Vallejo. You know, from E40 to her to you. I mean, there's so many people. I'm not even listing everybody, but how does that kind of like feel to just be able to like also represent your city with so many other like great people as well that has made such a big impact?
It feels great to be added to the list, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I can only imagine. So when did you like originally start getting into making music and writing and things like that?
I started early, about 7 or 8. I really want, if you're going to do the interview, I really want you to kind of get the questions that everybody else don't get. You know, we always cover the start and the where I'm from, you know, like give me the ones you've been dying to ask so we could give it an enthralling interview.
Okay. I can respect that. So I mean, I'm sure you've been asked a lot, but just from my perspective on, you know, your style, I mean, I know you've listed some of your influences, but if you had to pick like at least a couple influences on really on how you started to develop, you know, your writing skills, not, you know, who would you say who's really like heavily influenced? Was it more of like Bay Area artists, or was it, you know, a mix of different genres and artists all over the, you know, the country?
Yeah, a good blend of everything. You know, of course my Bay Area roots, you know, Mac Dre and E40 are like heavy staples in terms of just culture and swag and the way I talk and act and dress and maneuver, right? Just where I'm from gives me a lot of that sauce. But I've also had the Pox and the Colds and the Andre 3000s and the Eminems and the Colds and the Hoves and the Kendricks, like Drake, Kid Cudi, Kanye, of course. You know, I've been able to take from everything, and then even going outside of genre, like I've just consumed so many different styles of music, from oldies to pop to folk. You know, I listened to a bunch of shit that really influenced the way that I create and write.
Yeah, I can definitely see like the folk, like the even a little bit like jazz a little bit, you know, from my perspective and some of your music, you know, I just got to say like the Omaha Project, Every Place Is the Last Place is such a great song, man. You know, Some Things Never Change, Would You Still, like, it's crazy. Right,
those are good ones. Those are gems.
Really good songs. Really underrated, man. I just want to, you know, give you your props on that. And I have a question on the song Did It. Did you mention Millie's?
What did you say? On what song?
On Did It. Did you mention Millie's?
Millie's. The rapper? No, I was talking about my friend Millie.
Oh, I see. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that up. No, but it's just cool because I was just going to say, you know, there's just so many, you know, artists out there right now that are, you know, on their indie grind, you know, shout out to like Millie's and Russ and you and all these people. I'm sure, you know, you get asked this and, you know, I'm sure you've been approached by so many different labels and A&Rs and all that. And, you know, just from your perspective, and I know as a creator and things like that, you know your worth, you know what you bring to the table, you know what you can really do and what you're fully capable of, regardless if other people see that vision at that moment or not. And was there ever a moment where you did contemplate maybe going that major record label route, or no? Was it always like, nah, this is my baby, and I'm a carry this all the way to the finish line?
Definitely not. I mean, it's always started. I started just like everyone else, you know. As you're growing and you want to do music, you want to get a deal, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, everyone wants to sign a big deal. That's the dream. That's the American rap dream. You get hot and you sign this big deal for millions and you become this big star. So, yeah, you know, early I wanted all of that. And I'm independent by necessity, right? Mm. Not by choice. There was no one who was trying to sign me early, right? So it was like I had to do everything to even get to the point where someone was interested in signing me. Exactly. But in doing everything, I figured out a lot of shit that was like, okay, maybe I don't need a label. Maybe I just need certain resources or certain infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And my thing is like, I shouldn't have to give up my art or my soul or myself to get those resources. It just depends on what I need. So yeah, now I'm at a point where I'm not opposed to signing or going with a major. It just has to make absolute sense and it has to be fair.
Exactly. No, I definitely understand where you're coming from. I do have to ask you, though, you know, I see so much stuff, you know, just even online, obviously, since I'm, you know, I don't live in Vallejo or California at the moment, but like, you know, you do so much for the community. And I have so much respect for that, you know, for anyone to do that, but especially someone that, you know, has a voice and, you know, has fans, you know, that are, you know, in the youth. And when you're able to, you know, use your voice and platform to, you know, show other people and showcase, you know, the good things you can do with, you know, the platform that you can have at the time. You know, I have so much respect to that. And you know, I know you don't obviously do that for like publicity or anything like that. You do that out of the kindness of your heart, and obviously that shows, and it's so genuine, and I just have so much respect for that. And I just, I guess what I'm just saying is like, I really appreciate, you know, what you do for your community and, you know, the voice that you have and, you know, with your lyrics and everything. You know, obviously you're not, mumble rapper, you know, new, you know, you have a completely different style, and it's so unique, and it's just, you're so diverse, and I can tell just by, you know, listening to your music that, you know, you probably grew up listening to so much different types of music and genres. As you know, I could be wrong, but you know, I just feel like, you know, you just have a very high music IQ, and you know, I just, you know, that's something that's kind of rare to see nowadays, especially, you know, in this generation of, you know, hip hop, rap, you know, lyrical, you know, type thing.
Yeah, man, I just love great songs. You know, I know when I hear a great song, I know when I make a great song, and that's all it is to me. It's not even really genre specific, right? It's just like when I hear shit that I love, I know, like, simple as that. It's like, this is great. I enjoy this. I like how it makes me feel. And you kind of just replicate that process through music. I never try to make a specific genre or anything. I just make whatever comes to me. It feels great.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely respect that. Was there, has there been like a defining moment for you, especially maybe when you were like kind of like starting off with this or starting to get a buzz, like it was like, oh shit, like this is happening. Like I think I can do this. Like this actually might really work.
There's been several throughout the journey.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I always thought I could do it. It was never a thing of if I could or couldn't, but there's been several moments that were like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, all of those early shows and dropping the first Field Effect album and getting all the love and rapport from that. Mm-hmm. So there's just been staple moments, of course, getting invited to do Breakfast Club and Sway and Leakers and just, you know, flying out to meet Johnny Shipes and just it's all been, you know, cumulative. It's just everything just keeps adding up.
Yeah. And I'm sure you probably got asked this, but I'm just very curious just because I've been podcasting on and off since 2010 and I'm a big radio nerd. What was it like, you know, getting that call or email for like the Breakfast Club or Sway? Was like, oh shit, like this is pretty cool.
It was exactly like that. Yeah. Oh shit, this is pretty cool. Yeah.
That's what's up though. But yeah, man, I really can't wait to see, you know, the more music and more content that you put out. Like I love watching your Instagram videos. You know, you give out so much, you know, good game for people and artists and entrepreneurs and things like that. And I highly encourage everyone listening to definitely go give LaRussell a follow on Instagram, especially because he puts out really good content. LaRussell, what are you currently, are you working on anything right now or are you
I'm always working on something. I'm working on everything.
I respect that, bro. Is there like any upcoming singles or projects that we can plug or promote now, or is it kind of behind this, you know, still working on it right now?
So I'm actually about to drop an album this Sunday, which will be my 25th album, I believe.
Jeez, 25th album in how long?
In 4 years. Bro,
you're on some like E40 burner shit.
You know, we just love to put it out. Catalog is everything. Catalog is your property. Catalog is your wealth. Catalog is how your family is going to live after you're done and your art is mm-hmm. still on this earth, you know, so it's everything to me. But yeah, I'm just building properties and houses. So album number 25 is dropping this Sunday.
I respect that. Definitely check that out. I'm definitely going to go buy that. And speaking of catalog, I just have one question, bro. So, you know, I talked about on my podcast a little over a month ago about, you know, when the Justin Bieber like catalog thing came up. Basically, I was just saying that we're going to start seeing a lot more successful artists selling their catalogs. And obviously, almost in February and already four major artists have sold their major catalogs. Do you think, this is probably a dumb question because I already know the answer, but like you would never sell your catalog, right? Like because I feel like you, with your mindset and who you are, I've never met you, but you know, just from what I've gathered and observed, you know, I feel like you're the type of individual to be on like that rush shit. Like, nah, like I'm, this is mine. Like I created this, you know, I'm not selling this.
I might one day. I'm not opposed. I don't think selling catalog is a bad thing. I think, do you think selling a house is a bad thing?
No.
Right?
No, I don't think selling a catalog is a bad thing, but
your catalog is your home, you know? Yeah. So my thing is, like I just told you, I have 25. So if someone's willing and it makes sense for me to sell 25 homes, I'd be open to it because I know I could build 25 more.
I didn't think about it like that. That's actually a really good analogy. That's a really good analogy, man.
Right.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you're working on, upcoming projects or anything that we can promote on this show?
You know, we have the backyard shows coming back. We're going to be doing that from April to August. We'll be doing the backyard residency. That was a big hit last year. Okay. And then I plan on closing this year out at home in an arena. It's going to be my first arena show for an independent artist coming out of this region. It's going to be a really big moment. So, yeah, we're just kind of working and building towards that.
Awesome, man. I'm really excited. Just again, I know I said this before, but I'm just really excited to see everything that comes out in 2023 and for the years to come. And I don't want to be too much on you, but I have so much respect for you, man. And like, I see, you know, I'm not the only one, but there's so much, you have so much potential and you're living up to it. And you're not even in your prime yet, man. Like you got this, man. And I just wish you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I wish you the ultimate and most success and happiness. You know, I know that you're working for it and you deserve it. You're a good human being, and I'm going to continue to support you. And I'm just forever thankful and grateful that I got the opportunity to talk to you. And, you know, hopefully one day our paths will cross and we'll be able to meet. But, man, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, man. Where can people follow you on, obviously on Instagram, but is there any like other websites or things that you want to plug?
Not really. You know, okay. People, wherever you find me is where you find me. I don't have a preference. None of that shit really matters. You know, as long as you get to the source, I don't care if you find me in Target or if you find me on Twitter or Instagram, it doesn't really matter. As long as you get to the source, you feel me?
Exactly.
I like people to come across me wherever they see fit or wherever it hits them. So there's no specific place. It doesn't even matter.
Okay, definitely. LaRussell, thank you so much for coming on Air with JT. I really appreciate it, man. Like I said, I wish you the ultimate success, for especially this year, and I know big things are coming, and I can't wait to be able to see it on Instagram and see it, you know, happen, unfold on between all of our eyes. So again, I wish you the most success, man, and keep grinding, keep working, and you got this, man.
Honored. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Much love.
I don't.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.